people who keep company with God. There are big questions in every human heart that beg to be answered. The first and foremost is in relation to God Himself. When Moses and Aaron first approached Pharaoh and requested he let God's people go so they could serve him, Pharaoh asked the question of all questions, the question every human being at some point in his or her life will wrestle with and ultimately answer. Exodus 5:2. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." The next question, second only to the revelation of who is the Lord, is the revelation of who we are. We must know who we are if we are to live out the life of Christ in us. David is one of the first people in the Bible to ask the Lord this big question, "Who am I?" He asked this question after God made what is called the Davidic covenant with him, 1 Chronicles 17, verses 12 to 17. David had built a nice cedar home for himself, but his heart was restless for the Lord's home. He spoke to Nathan the prophet about this, saying, "Here I am living in the palace of cedar, while the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent." 1 Chronicles 17:1. To make a long story short, Nathan initially encouraged David to do what was in his heart. But later the Lord spoke to Nathan that David was not to build a house for him. 1 Chronicles 17:2-4. God had another, much greater plan for David. God wanted to build a house for David. This is amazing as the Lord began to unfold the very foundation of the new covenant with David. God told David his son would sit on the throne forever, that God himself would be his father and David's son would be God's son. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who said, "I am the root and offspring of David." Revelation 22:16. David was stunned and overwhelmed by this revelation. He went in and sat before the Lord. 1 Chronicles 17:16. After some silence, all David could say was, "Who am I?" And then he answered his own question. "You have looked upon me as I were the most exalted of men, O Lord God." 1 Chronicles 17:17. At that moment, David saw himself as the Father saw him. He saw who he really was. This is the foundation for every man, woman, and child. Life simply will not work apart from this revelation. The Father reveals himself to us, and out of that profound revelation of who he is, we, for the first time, like David, can really begin to see who we are. This is the heavenly pattern for walking in the abundant life Jesus promised us, John 10:10. I spent many years of my Christian life pursuing my calling, gifts, and purpose without having these big questions settled in my heart. It didn't work. It was frustrating, and I had to battle many days just to keep going, especially when I faced failure or rejection. All that changed. I no longer live my life from a calling, spiritual gifting, or purpose. Those happen as outcomes of knowing the Father and knowing myself. This is a journey, a process, but we, like David, must have those moments of revelation concerning his identity and our identity. David's last question was, "What else can I say?" And then he began to worship Jehovah. 1 Chronicles 17, 18-20. "The thing I am discovering as I walk further down this road is my true identity is simply a worshiper of Jehovah." Many blessings. Byron Wicker.